This is Hi Dad, the show where you get the advice your dad would give you, because common sense isn't so common. Here's your host, Shane Wall.
And welcome, family, to Hi Dad. Oh my goodness, we are here live. No, we recorded. But we're here live.
It's live now.
Exactly. And we are so excited to be here for you, making certain that your questions, your concerns are answered. And listen, let me tell you right now at the very top of the show that I have something very special for you. Very, very special. And you have until the 19th. That's right. You have until Friday the 19th. To send in your emails, your texts, and your phone calls. And what I want you to do, especially if you're texting or sending in an email, I want you to tell me what you want for Christmas. Okay? One item that you want for Christmas. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what it is. Tell me one item. We're going to select somebody who sends in a question. You know, you say, "Hi, Dad, I'm going through this, that, and the other, and I really need your help." Let me know, along with that, one thing that you would like for Christmas. And out of my own pocket, I'll leave David's pocket alone. Out of my own pocket, we're going to select one person, and we're going to get you. I'm going to get you that Christmas gift. From Dad.
It's going to be nice.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Yes, you heard him. You better send in your questions, your comments, your concerns. Listen, this is your show, family. It's a free call or text message to 866-DAD-8033. That's 866-323-8033. Or you can send in an email or an iMessage to questions@hidadshow.com. You have questions, Dad has the answers. So let's dive right on in.
All right.
Awesome. So the first question comes from Spencer, and Spencer says, "Hey, Dad, so I might play flag football, an activity after school, but I'm wondering, do you need to be tall and big to play? Because I'm 5 feet and only like 80 pounds. Is that good enough? This is my first time playing."
Okay. You know, I have seen quite a few people who they're on football teams, and I'm looking at them, I'm like, "You play football?" But one thing I've learned, now, I am not a big football fan, okay? So I don't know a whole lot about this. What's your name? Spencer. I don't know a whole lot about it, but let me say this to you, Spencer. There is something called, now, if you all really know football, don't laugh at me, all right? Because I'm trying to just feel my way through.
I don't really know football jargon or anything either, yeah. So.
But there is something called special teams, all right? And special teams, they have a certain function. Also, if you're going to be the kicker, or the punter.
Right. Yeah, you got it. I think it's punter, right?
The punter. Okay, cool. If you're punt going to be the punter of the ball, or I think this is a kicker too. I don't know. But anyway, to do the field goal, you don't have to be big and tall. You just have to have a great strong leg, and you have to have a certain technique in terms of kicking. Also, if you're going to be a wide receiver, you will get hit. All right, you're definitely going to get hit. But if you can run fast with your 5 foot 80 something pound self, so that when big people are trying to get over to you, you have darted past them and you make your career football.
Just zooming all over the place.
I know. Zoom, zoom. Like Monster commercial. Yeah. So, and you get past them, you know, it'd be great. Yeah. Talk to the coach. All right. Go out for it. I mean, I don't think they can stop you. They may try to discourage you, say, "Man, you will get murdered out there." So I don't think I will. I don't think they'll be able. Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay. He said, "You can't even touch me. I won't even let you hit this pretty face." You know, so if you have the attitude, they won't be able to catch me. My peripheral is awesome. Absolutely awesome. I'll be over there. But they're like, where did the boy go? Okay?
He's gone.
Go out for it. I don't think they can stop you from trying. All right? They really can't stop you from succeeding. I will not tell you no. I will not discourage you. I want you to look at all of your options. Google skinny football players and you will find things. I just made that up, but I'm sure you will definitely find something out there about skinny football players. And when you do, oh man, I think you'll be encouraged because you will see some people like, I could do this. Like Spud Webb, who played basketball. Short, but he was one of the best. All right. God bless you, Spencer. You'll be great.
I love one of the things he said, that no one can stop you from succeeding.
Nobody.
I mean, you can just, you. I guess the only person that can stop you from succeeding is your own self, right?
That's right.
So
that's right.
You can do it, Spencer.
Yes.
You got it.
Get it done.
Thanks, Spencer, for sending in your message. Jason sends in an email and says, I know this is normal, but I have a lot of mood swings in one day. Not like, you know, I'm going to kill you. I mean, like, someone will say something upsetting, and then I'll be like, oh, big, that's no biggie. Then later I'll be like, sad. Not like crying, but something like that. Like, depressed. I'll be depressed. And yes, I've been treated for bipolar disorder, but the doctors say that I don't have it. And neither do any of my family members. So can you tell me what's wrong with me?
Well, I believe you internalize a whole lot. What do I mean by that? I believe you keep things in, and then later something triggers that memory. It triggers the feelings, and whatever emotion comes with that is what you display at that moment. That's what you display at that time. Jason, I don't want you to be overly concerned. Don't be overly concerned about your mood swings, but I do want you to focus on triggers. What do I mean by that? Something happened that reminded me of something that occurred earlier. Oh boy, now I'm really thinking about that. And let me say this to you, Jason, that is normal. People go through that all the time. Something happened. Oh, it's no big deal. Then later they think about it and say, wait a minute. I forgot. Wait. Did they say this? How can they say this when that is the case? I didn't think about that earlier. And so then that has triggered something. And the only thing that made you think about is somebody else said something. They say, oh, yeah, somebody said, they said this. I didn't think about. You just. And then you go from there. So I don't think it's more so a mood swing than it is triggers, and you suppress things. Be open and honest, okay? Don't blow off the handle. A lot of people are hotheads. They just immediately just get upset about, ask questions. You know, find out the whole thing. That's what I like to do. Now, I remember times I would just immediately just fly off the handle. And I learned, God had to actually tell me, chill out, dude. You know, sometimes he talks to me like that, but he didn't say chill out, dude. But he shows me myself and said, why did you get so angry about that? So I learned to ask questions, because later on you'll find out that it's not what you really thought. So I've learned to ask questions. Somebody said, I just had to deal with a couple situations today at work and then after work. Ask questions. Okay, who instituted this? All right, who got the permission for this? So no permission was gotten. That's what I was thinking. But before I go forth, I want to find out, did somebody get permission? So you see, it's a lot. It's a lot that goes into your emotions. The first thing you want to do, everybody, please hear this. The first thing that you definitely want to do is you want to get all the information. You want to get all the information so that you can be informed and calm. You want to be calm. All right. Because when you put the emotions in it, you could say anything and you could just mess everything up. Stay calm. Get the facts. Deal with it right then. Don't let it linger. All right. If you don't have time to deal with it, it is okay to tell people, I can't deal with that right now. No, I only want to. I'm saying I can't deal with it. And it is okay to say, I cannot deal with this right now. Not right now. And people need to respect that. Okay. So you don't have bipolar, because that's what you said the doctor said, but you were treated for that. But now just be open and honest. All right. But just be nice with it. Be calm, and you won't have to deal with it later because you dealt with it right then. And then later, if you do get mad about it, you've already responded. So you'll feel very badly to try to go back and be mad about something that you were calm with before. That's too much. So you would discourage your own self because you responded calmly to begin with. All right.
So I have a question. Say that someone says something mean to Jason. So instead of internalizing it and just keeping it all to himself, what do you think he should do?
At that particular moment, if somebody says something mean to him, you have to consider the source. This is one thing that I teach and literally preach. Consider the source. Who is saying this to you? If you know somebody who doesn't like you, or somebody who really doesn't care about you anyway, I mean, it's like, of course you are going to say this. There are people who don't like me. So when they say something, I'm about to say something else, but I'm going to go this route. Because they say things about me and I know they don't like me, I don't get all upset. I know who you are. That's how they are. I get calls. Somebody says, so-and-so says, oh, well, yeah, that's them. You know, just this morning, somebody sent me a message through Facebook saying so-and-so was talking about you. I was like, oh, yeah, well, that's not surprising at all.
Because it's coming from that kind of person. And you know that kind of person, they just say stuff. They do things like that. And so that's what you mean by consider the source.
That's what I mean by that, consider the source.
That makes sense.
And another thing, if it is somebody who is a friend of yours and they're mean to you, what happened? Why are they acting mean? Did something happen that day? Are they bothered by something? Is something going on at home? What were all those? What did I just do? I just asked a bunch of questions. What happened? Something go on today? Is something happening at home? You want to be informed. Information brings peace. It will keep you calm. You want to find out. Sitting in a doctor's office, and the doctor says, it's cancer. More information, but it has not attached itself at all. We can go in and get it. I already have scheduled the operating room for in the morning. We can go in and get it. Flush it out. We may have to do a round of chemo and a round of radiation just to be sure that all of the cells have died. But the cancer has not attached itself. I don't think you have any complications whatsoever, but I will want to see you for 3 months. Every 3 months, I'll want this information. Cancer. Oh, well, it hasn't attached. Whew. So, yes, it'll be easy operation. You know, maybe around a chemo. Once I go in and I see what's there, they would say lucky, but I don't believe in luck, good or bad. I would say blessed. You're blessed. Because if you would have let this go on for maybe another month without coming to get your year-end physical, or as some people do, I don't know. It could have spread. Anything could happen. But you caught it. We caught it just in time. So we're going to jump right on. We're not going to waste any time. The earliest we can do it, in the morning, first thing. Information. Oh, I feel so much better about a bad thing.
So because I received that information, I got that additional information. Then it clears everything up for me.
Clears everything up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You got it now?
I got it now. I just want to make sure I got it.
Yeah, that's for Jason. But, you know, sometimes the way I talk, let me let you all in on something. I hope you're enjoying this television program because I'm thoroughly enjoying this. But let me let you all know something. Sometimes if David says, they may not have gotten what he's trying to say, that's why he'll jump in sometime and ask questions to clarify it even further. So thank you for that big smile.
Maybe I need clarification too.
Okay. Yeah, right.
I need to know what's going on.
There you go, man. But Jason, God bless you. And please write me back. I want to know how things are going. Okay. Try that. Now, it's not going to be easy because you're going to get those feelings. Never. Everybody, please listen to this. Never act on your feelings. Ever. Act on the information, not your feelings. You will thank your blood pressure. Or rather, your blood pressure will thank you for it. All right? Again, God bless.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Jason, for sending in your message. Casey sends in an email and says, hey, Dad. Okay, recently, people are talking to me, and I don't know what to say back. For example, if someone said, sheesh, he just really sucks at tennis, I wouldn't know what to say, except like, I know, right? But then those words are becoming boring to me. So I don't know how to retaliate on a talk like that. Usually I would laugh because I just don't know what to do. So can you tell me what I should do?
Well, Casey, I want you to know something. Yeah, it is. It's funny. Now, I'm not laughing at you, but I'm going to tell you what's funny. And this is what's funny, you know, because David, make sure I get them. I don't look at your emails, texts, or even listen to your phone calls before the show or anything. I like waiting until right now. After he reads them, then I look on the screen and it's right there for me. And I looked and I just saw a quotation. I know, right? And so I just imagined that situation. But inside, that's not really your response. I want you to be true to yourself. Daughter, be true to yourself. If you don't really have a response, you don't really have to respond. And you could be just that person. Just that person to make people really think about what they've said. What do I mean by that? Someone said, like, what'd you say? Dang, she sucks at tennis. And there's no response just like that. There's no response. Then it makes them think, ooh, did I say something that I shouldn't have said? If you say, I know, right? Then you're backing them up. Talking negatively about somebody. Maybe they need to hear themselves be so critical and so cruel. So maybe you are just that person who is supposed to just simply be quiet and say nothing and make them. I had to do that today. I did. Now that I think about it, I had to do that today because somebody didn't treat me the way they should have. I mean, they're very belligerent. And so later they came and they were behind me at work and they said something. They weren't talking to me. They were just really just talking out. But you could tell they wanted some type of response. I said nothing. I said not a thing. And it made them pay attention to what they didn't pay attention to before, which was concerning me. Immediately, it literally worked. Immediately, that person said, pull up your account. Let me look at this, that, and other. And they went and got something done that should have been done almost a month ago.
Wow.
That I've been asking about. It's okay to be silent. Silence speaks volumes. All right? Be true to yourself. You'll be great. God bless you, Casey.
You got this, Casey. Thanks for sending in your message. Evan sends in an email and says, I've had frustration with my life and I've been looking for a magic solution. Anyway, I want to change my life, which is good. He wants to change his life.
Yeah.
But everything I do turns to bird poop. That's what he wrote, bird poop.
Okay.
When I'm single, I'm depressed, but I'm also stressed about relationships and I'm not sure that...
Wait. When he's single?
When he's single, he's depressed.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and he says, but I'm also stressed about relationships, and I'm not sure if I even want to be a boyfriend. I can't please people. I'm not attractive. I can't make people laugh. I don't have any talents. I'm useless. I'm going to be single forever. I don't think I can change. How come I can't ever do anything right? And how can I change my life?
Okay. Listen, what is this about changing your life? Evan? What is this about changing your life? Listen, I've had frustration with my crappy life. Why are you calling it crappy? Who are you measuring yourself to? What ruler are you using to measure yourself that says your life is crappy? Who are you looking at? And how can they measure up to you or you measure up to them? I mean, are you all the same exact in everything? Now, the next, and I was looking for some magic solution. Magic is fake anyway. It's always a trick to magic. So leave that alone. I want to change my life. Because you think it's crappy? Now, you said when you're single, which says to me that there are times you do have a girlfriend. So when you are single, you're depressed and you're so stressed about relationships. That says to me, and it's very clear, you're trying to please, and you said it, you're trying to please people. And you're trying to be somebody you are not. You're frustrated with your own self and not with who you are, but who you're trying to be. You're frustrated with trying to be somebody that people would like. And I'm not attractive. And oh, please, there is somebody for everybody. So I want you to be yourself. I want you to go home. Or if you're all home, sit on the side of your bed. And I want you to think about who you are. Your personality. Think about what you like to do. Think about who you are. And be that individual. Don't be anyone else but Evan. That's it. Don't try to please people. I heard this preacher say one time, oh, it was a powerful statement. I was much, much younger. I'm 46 now, much younger, but I never forgot this. He said this. He said, please God and those who are worth being pleased will be pleased. And that is a life rule that you can live by. Just please God. Seek to be pleasing to God. Somebody said, I thought this was high, Dad. Yes, I'm a preacher. And so I talk about God because I believe everybody should have a relationship with God, a close one. So who else can I say? Well, who else do you want me to say to please? People? No, I'm not going to say that. Not even your own self, because that makes you selfish. So how do we please God? You want to treat everybody right. Be yourself. Be yourself. And then if people don't like you, if you find this out, and everybody really needs to hear this, if you find out everybody is saying the same thing about you and it's something negative, you need to take note, because that's something you really need to fix. For me, it usually takes only about two times. One time, I think about it. And then when somebody else says it, I'm like, well, gracious day. I didn't think my whatever was so negative.
So someone tells you that you smell and...
They would never tell me that.
I understand.
Yes, if somebody tells me that I smell, I'd be like... No, I don't smell anything. Yeah. And then 2 hours later, somebody said, man, you're offending your body odor. I'm like, you're the second. I don't smell it. Maybe you've gotten used to it because you are around yourself
so
more
much
than anybody.
Yeah.
So you've gotten used to it. And there have been people who are like that. So I'd pay attention to that. Listen to criticism. Even if people are mean, you can listen at what they're really saying and see if this is something that you need to change because it is a negative part of you. Be yourself. That's why I said at the beginning to be yourself, because listen, please listen to this. If you're yourself, people can critique you and then you'll know what you need to change. You said you want to change your life. Don't change your life. Just change certain things that may not be the best presentation of a young man. But this is Evan. Yeah, you said boyfriend, so this is a boy. So you have to make certain that you are the best person you can be. Ask a good friend, somebody that you would consider a good friend, what about me that people don't like? What is it about me? And don't worry about hurting my feelings. My feelings are already hurt. I want you to talk to me. What is it about me that people don't like?
Yeah, your friends will tell you.
Yeah,
They'll spill it all.
They will. And you should love them for that. And I hope everybody is hearing this. You really should love them. If you sense something is wrong, find out. I don't want you to change your whole life trying to be like somebody. Find out in terms of this is me. So what is wrong with me? Well, really, you act kind of arrogant. Arrogant? Arrogant about what? I don't have that. You act arrogant. Calm down and listen. You do. And let me give you an example. You remember the other day and so-and-so and you like, that was arrogant.
That wasn't me.
And like, I mean, I was just saying, though, yes, I know what you meant, but it looked arrogant to like you were being arrogant to everybody else. That's some good constructive criticism. All right. So don't try to change your life. Just change certain things that you're doing that would make you a better person. Okay. You have a better presentation. What do I mean by that? You are more respectful and respectable because you have matured in certain areas because you allowed people to tell you where you act very immature. And that's for everybody. Okay. I take this, I use it for my own self, and it's just blown up. I love it. So do it. All right, Evan. God bless.
Thanks so much, Evan, for sending in your message. Every week we answer 5 of your questions, and gosh, we're down to the last one. You guys ready?
Wow.
Screwza sends in an email and says, "Hi, Dad. I think I have a problem with controlling myself."
Excuse me. Screwza?
Screwza is the name. I didn't make that one up. All right. That's the name.
So you can't give children their names.
And I was looking at that one, and I was wondering if that's a nickname or just...
But sometimes, not to cut you off, but just so you'll know, sometimes people, and I want you all to know this, sometimes people don't want everybody to know who is sending in this email or this text. You may even disguise your voice whenever you're calling our toll-free number. It's fine. If you don't want us to know...
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, I know, right? If you don't want us to know who you are, you can use any name. That's absolutely fine. We're just interested in helping you. Just want you to know that. Now, like I say, if you want that free gift, we're going to have to know something, you know. So to get it to you, if your real name isn't Screwza and we, you know, send a check or something to Screwza, you can't cash it. But yeah, it's just a little input right there for you. Okay. Yes. Now, Screwza
sends in an email and says, "I think I have a problem with controlling myself when it comes to food. It started about a year ago when swimming for high school started. I was eating a lot then because I was swimming for a long time every day intensively. And I guess that kind of stretched out my stomach or something. And now I eat huge portions, even though I'm not currently swimming. I always eat too much and lots of unhealthy junk. I think I have a problem with overeating and eating too much junk. I notice myself leaning to get the food and I cannot stop myself and I feel bad afterwards. Mm-hmm. How do I fix this?"
Well, you will see it on television, hear it on the radio. It's all over the place. You have to discipline yourself. Okay, But a lot of times they don't tell you how to discipline. Dad will tell you how to discipline yourself.
Dad to the rescue.
All right. Anyway.
That was good. That was good, right? Da, 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 da. All right.
Okay. And back to our show. But no. What I want you to do to discipline yourself is to make certain that you make a decision. And I say this a lot. The first book that I wrote, What Are You Doing After the Dance? I said this in the book. You have to make a decision. Decisions are superpowers. A decision is ultimate. Nothing can beat. Nothing can conquer a decision. It is literally a superpower. Nothing, except for one thing. Decisions are so powerful that the only thing that can destroy a decision is another decision. That's it. So you have to decide. Use the greatest thing there is, decision, to make yourself skinny or normal weight. Let's say that. You don't have to be skinny. No offense. But, but normal weight. All right? So make a decision. When I go to XYZ restaurant, I'm only going to get this. Make the decision. The only thing that can conquer or destroy that decision is if you make another decision. Well, maybe just this once. No, no, no. You've already made a decision. Stick to it. That's the superpower. Whatever you decide, from scratching your nose to getting married, whatever you decide, whatever you decide to do, that's what you're going to do. Every action you've ever taken, you decided to do it first. Again, from just scratching your nose to getting married, you have to decide first. Nothing is ever done without a decision. It works like this. Time brings influences into your life. Influences is what causes you to decide. Decision is the father of every action, and every action has a result. Tidar, T-I-D-A-R. Time, influence, decision, action, result. So you're going to have to ask yourself, time is going to bring influences. What or who is influencing you, Scruza, to eat like that? Change the influence, you'll change the decision. Once you change the decision, your actions will change. And then you get the result. Time, influence, decision, action, result. It's left up to you. Decide. Put it on paper. This is what I'm going to eat. This is what I'm not going to eat. I'm taking this out of my diet. I just started this. Now, I'm 5'10". Now, the chart says that I'm overweight at 170. So I have a scale in my bathroom and I weigh myself. And I love weighing myself, especially in the morning. Usually overnight, I lose 2 pounds. I don't know how this happens, but usually every single night I lose 2 pounds. The next month, because I have a calendar in my bathroom, I write on my calendar what time it is. 11:02 p.m. Get up in the morning. 8:03 a.m. Last night, I was 167.4. Now, I'm 165.2. Every night, it's like I lose. I'm saying all of this to say this to you. I had to reduce my intake. Now, David doesn't like watching a lot of television. I do. I can sit and watch 5 hours of television straight, but I've gotten away from that, really, but I still can. I like to eat the entire time that I'm watching television. And I found out that is why I would get bloated and I would eat so much food. But the whole time, it's not like plates of food, but it's like pistachios. You know, I like pistachios a lot. So I'll eat a salad. I'm a vegetarian of 17 years. I'll eat a salad and I'll have pistachios. Sometimes we may have pistachio almond ice cream. Everybody say, or something like that. And so I have that. And then I want to see the next, because I don't have cable. It just saves a whole lot of money. I used to have Hulu Plus. Now I just have Netflix. There's so much stuff on Netflix and I'm only home a little bit anyway. So I'll just sit there, eat, watch series after series after series, show after show after show, eat, 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 eat. It's not good. It's not good. So I've literally learned how to just stop. Whatever I have on my tray, that's all I'm going to eat. I know I'm going to want more later, but that's just a desire. The desire doesn't control me. I control the desire. That's just it. And you have to live like that. And I made that decision. This is all I'm going to eat. It's over. I still want to eat more because I enjoy eating while watching television. I do. I enjoy eating while watching a movie, going to the movies. I just do. But I had to stop a bunch of that foolishness. And that's exactly what it is, Cruiser. So eat smaller portions, whatever I have here, that's all I'm going to eat. If I get hungry later, I'm not going to die. I can wait to breakfast. Or I'll go get some spring water or purified water and just drink that because it has minerals in there. And those minerals make me feel like I'm full because I have just consumed 8 to 12 ounces of water. So I'm fine. You're going to be good. Okay? Do what I said. God bless you, Scruza.
Thanks so much, Scruza, for sending in your message. Listen, I encourage everyone to write or to call into the Hi Dad show. We listen and we read and we go over every single question that comes our way. Yeah. Now, don't forget that you can call or send your text messages to 866-DAD-8033. That's 866-323-8033. Or you can send in an email or an iMessage to questions@HiDadShow.com. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook. Just search for Hi Dad Show. And you can follow Dr. Wall on Twitter @Shane_Wall or on Facebook by searching for Pastor Shane Wall. And pick up a copy of Dr. Wall's awesome new book, Understanding. All success is attained by it. Get the book, get the understanding, be the success. And be sure to subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. You can get every single episode of Hi Dad right to your device. Also, tell your friends about the show and encourage them to send in their questions and concerns. HiDadShow.com is the place where you can find out everything about the show. As a bonus, we'll be posting answers to the most common questions there as well. We love you, family. My name is David Marshall, and I'm here with Dr. Shane Wall. Thanks so much for tuning in to Hi Dad. Yay. All right. Everything worked.